Bruce Springsteen releases anti-ICE protest song Streets of Minneapolis by Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2026. Far-left rocker Bruce Springsteen has released a new anti-ICE, anti-Trump protest song entitled Streets of Minneapolis that praises insurrectionist protesters and calls the president King Trump. Springsteen really ramps up the hyperbolic and hateful rhetoric in the song. For instance, he calls ICE occupiers and thugs, and calls the president King Trump, while praising the violent anti-ICE protesters as citizens standing for justice who are being gunned down by ICE. Naturally, Springsteen did not mention all the months of violence perpetrated by the anti-ICE insurrectionists, nor the thousands of dangerous criminals, including rapists, sexual assaulters, drug dealers, gang members, drunk drivers, and murderers that ICE and Border Patrol agents have arrested and set for deportation off our streets. Lyrics. Through the winter's ice and cold. Down Nicolette Avenue. A city aflame fought fire and ice. Neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS. Guns belted to their coats. Came to Minneapolis to enforce the law. Or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets. By the dawn's early light. Citizens stood for justice. Their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints. Where mercy should have stood. And two dead left to die on snow-filled streets. Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, our Minneapolis, I hear your voice. Singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land. And the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed. In the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died. On the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat up on. His face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots. And Alex Pretty lay in the snow, dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones. And these whistles and phones. Against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, our Minneapolis, I hear your voice. Crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died. On the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law. But they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend. You can be questioned or deported on sight. In chants of ICE out now. Our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears. On the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, our Minneapolis, I hear your voice. Singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and roamed. In the winter of 26. We'll take our stand for this land. And the stranger in our midst. We'll remember the names of those who died. On the streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died. On the streets of Minneapolis. Springsteen took to social media and explained why he released the song. I wrote this song on Saturday, recorded it yesterday and released it to you today in response to the state terror being visited on the city of Minneapolis, he said on Blue Sky. It's dedicated to the people of Minneapolis, our innocent immigrant neighbors, and in memory of Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Stay free. I wrote this song on Saturday, recorded it yesterday and released it to you today in response to the state terror being visited on the city of Minneapolis. It's dedicated to the people of Minneapolis, our innocent immigrant neighbors, and in memory of Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Stay free. Image or embed. Bruce Springsteen, at brucespringsteen.net, January 28, 2026 at 12:02 p.m. Springsteen was a major supporter of Joe Biden, who is responsible for opening the southern border wide open and creating the dangerous situation we now face that spurred President Trump to run on a promise to launch one of the biggest deportation policies in presidential history. He also supported Kamala Harris, who had pledged to continue Biden's open-door policies. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.